Welcome to Brag Radio, which is all about being rich and generous. Every week, your hosts Candace and best-selling author Larry Goins will show you how to be rich and generous by investing in real estate. Broadcasting around the world on the Brag Radio Network from the flagship station WBT in beautiful Uptown Charlotte, here are your hosts, the rock stars of real estate, Candace and Larry.
What's happening? What's happening?
How are you?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you on this fine Saturday
afternoon. Dad, I'm spilling water over here. My water bottle was too full.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that a weird complaint? My water bottle's too full. It's spilled out.
You know what? Yeah, I got to tell you something.
First world problem.
It really is. I hate that. Oh, that reminds me, too. Like, I've been checking on our little friends in Puerto Rico, and their phones have apparently died, and they have no way to charge them.
Wow. Wow, that's
I think I'm going to ship them a fully charged Mophie.
That's good.
I think.
That would help, along with probably some water and some other stuff.
I'm worried about the water getting caught in customs, but I want to send them separate.
Yeah, wait a minute. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory.
Well, what customs? Is it that catches? What is it that catches like food and liquids and stuff like that? Not
that's,
customs.
That's,
then
what that's is security that? When you're trying to take it on the plane?
No, not on the plane. Like it, not border control. That's
border
still not
control.
Right. That's still not
the
right.
Harbor police.
I just didn't know if it would get caught, like them thinking I was trying to slip something into Puerto Rico because it's liquid. I don't know. We'll see. But
that's
I do want to send him a. I do want to send him a Mophie.
That's awesome.
Charged.
That's really good. That's good of you,
makes
Candace.
Makes me nervous. We can't talk to him.
That
anyway.
Is awesome. That is awesome. I love the intro, Chad. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Good
you're
job.
The man,
good
the
job,
legend.
Chad.
The, I hear people saying, "Now is that like? Did you guys pay somebody to do that intro and you just play it every time?" No, this is Chad live action.
That's right,
live and in person.
He hadn't started charging yet.
Oh, but he has.
Wait till you get my bill.
I know, right? That's crazy. While he's over there working the buttons, I don't see how it looks like. You're an airline pilot over there with all those buttons you got.
It's kind of like the Starship Enterprise over here.
I believe it.
It's very hard for me not to touch something. I look at them every week.
I'm scared. I just want to know what that big button over there that says dump is.
Yeah. We don't want to know.
This show is about real estate, though.
That's when he has to go to the bathroom. That's what that is.
Larry Goins. So bad.
Sorry.
Jeez Louise. We got to get back on track. This is Brag Radio. Be rich and generous. We use real estate. We would encourage you to use real estate as well. That's where we're going to be the most beneficial for you.
Exactly. That's what we talk about. That's what this show is about. That's why WBT has us on every single week, because we are all about teaching people to be rich. You know, go out and learn how to earn money. Learn how to earn. Earning and learning. And then use that money to bless others, whether it be through your time or your efforts or whatever, right?
Whatever.
And we do teach people. We have an education business that we teach people. We have students all around the world. Yeah, we have students in the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, Israel, the Philippines, Ireland, Chile, and Denmark.
You forgot England.
Yeah, I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have them there too. We even have them in Denmark.
Yep.
North Dakota.
That's not true.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. So what we try to do on this show is we have different topics. Sometimes it'll be your questions that you have about real estate, because a lot of people listening to this show, you know, maybe you're just getting started. You're thinking about real estate. Maybe you've seen some of the house flipping shows on TV. Maybe you have seen some of the seminars come through town, you know, or whatever. And you're interested in learning how to make money in real estate. And, you know, there's also people out there that maybe you just already have money. Maybe you're retired, or, you know, you're a professional and you just have some money you want to invest passively. And what we try to do is we try to help both of you, right?
All of you. Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. So what we have done is today, we've put together some of the questions, and you get a ton of questions, don't you, Candace?
To info@bragradio.com, yeah, I do. And I go ahead and answer them. Some of them make it to the, well, most of them, I would say, make it over to the show for us just to highlight, because 9 times out of 10, if one person's got a question, there's other people that have it too. They just hadn't either had the opportunity to ask or hadn't thought to ask it yet. or something like that. So we do compile them. Go ahead and answer them, though, when you email them in to info@bragradio.com, and then we talk about them on the show, too. So the ones that we've got here compiled is just a group of things that deal with fears. There's a bunch of things that kind of go along and questions that were asked, and it all relates back to just fear. So I thought we would go through some of those.
That's really good. That's really good. Because I've heard a lot of people that they want to get in real estate, but they just scared. That's right. So they're very.
Well, I understand it. You work hard for your money, and without educate, you've always said, and I'm not sure where you got it, but fear is just false evidence appearing real. So, what's happening over there? What's going on?
I'm talking to Lynn.
Anyway, so fear, you've said, is false evidence appearing real. So when you get educated with real estate.
You do listen to me, don't you?
Every once in a while, I do.
You do. That's
sometimes,
what fear is.
Though, you know, sometimes I can't even decipher your words from mine anymore, and that's a very scary place to be.
Decipher?
Yeah, decipher. That is a real word. Come on, Chad.
You are correct.
See? And I used it right.
You did.
He sounds like Alex Trebek.
That doesn't make the Larryism list because that is an actual. I mean, the Candacism list because that's an actual word.
And I've got a list of Candacisms.
Anyway, yes. now I'm to the point that I can't remember what I said and what I've learned from you to say. So, yeah, that's scary. Anyway, this is all about the fear stuff. So do you want to look at some of these? We want to talk to them about these.
Well, why don't you just rattle them off? I know you kind of put those together in a list. So just rattle off some of the fear questions, and I'm going to help you overcome your fears.
Well, it's not really – I didn't word them like questions. I just kind of grouped them together. So, like, one of the big ones is I'm scared I'll mess up and lose money. You know, we work hard for money. So I know people want to kind of hold on to it once they've been able to make it, and they hasn't been taken by the government or – the mortgage
government.
People or anybody else.
So what you're saying is you want me to address the person that says, I'd really like to do real estate, but I'm afraid of losing money.
Yes, that's right? Who I want you to address.
That's what you want me to do.
And I didn't write names on the people that sent these in.
Good for you. Good for you. So I won't call them out.
Don't call them out.
Billy Bob, you afraid of losing money? So seriously, that is a question that I do hear a lot. You know, I'm even more than I'm afraid of losing money. Let me tell you what the big question is, okay? Instead of I'm afraid of losing money, here's the bigger question. My spouse is afraid of me losing money, right?
Yeah.
My spouse or significant other.
We've had some that don't tell their spouses they're using the money. We're not even going to get into that. That's a whole big thing.
Oh, but we are. I might tell some stories here. Yeah, we actually had a student a while back.
Answer the question first before we tell the story, okay? Answer the thing.
All right. Leave me alone, all right?
Leave me alone.
So anyway, and as Chad gives us the 2-minute mark, all we've really talked about so far is the equipment.
Larry, answer the flipping question.
All right. So how do you overcome the fear? Here's the thing. When people start out, I don't care how much money you have. If you're wanting to be an active investor, I try to teach them how to do deals without their own money. Okay. How to do risk-free deals. See, most people are afraid to make offers on a house. The reason is their biggest fear, their absolute biggest fear is, what if they say yes? Now what do I do?
Right.
Right? What if they say yes? Now what do I do? Well, you call Larry, okay? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I answer
emails
deals. And calls.
And we fund deals. And that's part of being Filthy Rich as a student.
We do fund deals for students, absolutely. We'll help you fund your deals and make money. And then you know if we're going to fund a deal, it's a moneymaker because we're not going to put our money in a loser, right?
Right.
That's so true. So how do you overcome that fear? First of all, you learn what to do and how to do it.
See, get educated.
Real estate is not risky. Think about this, guys. You should write this down if you're not driving. Real estate is not risky. Being uneducated is what's risky. Education takes away the fear. Education takes away the risk. When you know what you're doing and you got somebody watching over your shoulder that's helping you, guiding you, and directing you, and there to help you, then you can be successful, and it takes away the fear and the risk, especially of a brand new investor.
No, right, it does. It can take away, just so all you people that are going to start emailing me and say, well, there's always risk. That yes, there's always risk. There's always risk in any market and everything like that. So it just minimizes the risk significantly when you have somebody like that that you can go to and help you with stuff. You guys email your questions into info@bragradio.com. Check out the website, bragradio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Brag Radio, all about investing in real estate to be rich and generous. We are talking about fears with real estate this week. You guys have emailed in questions to info@bragradio.com. And even though I don't have them compiled in a question format, we're kind of hitting on some of those and getting Larry's thoughts on fear in general and different topics where fear can come up when it pertains to real estate.
Excellent.
Thank you for stepping up to the mic.
Good job.
Okay, are you ready for it? So the last segment we were talking about just the fear of messing up and losing money, and you were talking about being educated, getting educated, and how uneducated is the risk, and uneducated is the fear. Once you know what you're doing or what you're supposed to do, it should be better.
Right.
Right?
Should minimize. Exactly. Exactly. It should minimize it.
All right, so you ready for the next one?
Sure. Shoot.
The family doesn't believe I can do it.
That's where I'll tell the story.
The naysayers.
We actually, and that is a big problem because, you have family that, you want them to be supportive, but maybe you've tried other ventures in the past.
Maybe you have. And maybe you are that entrepreneurial spirit.
And that's true. That is true. A lot of people who start businesses have had failures in the past. I know I have. I've had failures. I've started two or three businesses that have flopped, that have failed.
And I'll tell you, as one of those people that supports somebody with all of those business ventures, it's very hard to keep going.
It can be, right?
Yeah.
It can be. I mean,
I watched my mama do it with Daddy. We were just talking about that the other day.
Yesterday, we were talking about.
Failed. It's very hard to keep your spirits up when something like that is continuously happening. But you can't listen to those. You can't naysayers.
I never knew that about your family until we were having that long conversation with your mom and stuff yesterday. And so now I get it. I see how you are so, you run what we do. And that's just awesome. That really is good. I didn't even think about it until right now, this moment. That's why you're so, pushing our organization to grow and to help people and stay successful and to help others be successful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what was the question again?
The question is the naysayers, what to do or the fear of when the family doesn't believe you, when you don't have anybody kind of on your side encouraging you and pushing you in your family.
Just don't tell them. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, sometimes with stuff like this, it is easier to go along with I can't do it. It's harder to prove people wrong than it is to just go along with what they say.
Zig Ziglar told me something a long, long, long time ago. Share your give-up goals and keep your go-up goals to yourself. Share your give-up goals. I'm giving up smoking. I'm giving up drinking. I'm giving up whatever it is. Share your give-up goals with people because they'll help support you. Put that cigarette down. You said you were going to stop smoking. Now, I'm allergic to smoke, so I've never smoked at all anyway.
Right.
But if you share your give-up goals, people are going to give you support. But if you share your go-up goals, I want to make $1 million. I want to be financially independent. I want to create passive income. I want to build a portfolio of rental properties. If you're sharing that, you have negative people or naysayers in your life, and they may not see your vision, okay?
Guarantee they don't.
Absolutely.
People have to be bought in, and they got to know a little bit more, and they've got to see some action behind it before they can get behind stuff.
Exactly. Without vision, the people perish, right?
There you go.
You've got to have a vision. You've got to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. And, this is not the place for this, but every business has a visionary and they should also have an integrator. I'm the visionary in our business and you are the integrator in our business.
I am.
The visionary sees the long term. Where are you going? The integrator sees how you're going to get there, right? You think about every successful person, they had an integrator, right?
Right.
And it's not one's any more valuable than the other. But it's they each have their own role. Who was Walt Disney's integrator?
His brother.
It was his brother.
Right.
It was his brother. Absolutely. So and who was Steve Jobs integrator?
I can't remember his
Wozniak.
Name. Wozniak, the Woz. Woz. That's right.
That's right. It's Wozniak. So every visionary has to have an integrator. That's so true. That's so true. So let's get back to the question, which I know
the family doesn't believe that I can do it.
The family doesn't believe in you, okay? So what you have to do is you have to get enough education to where you can show them you're not putting any family money or family assets at risk, okay? And that's one of the things that you need to learn how to do is how to do deals where you're not putting any capital at risk. There's ways to go out there and do deals where you don't have any more than $100 at risk. There's ways to do that. You
right.
can literally turn $100 into a $10,000 check.
Seen it done.
Right? Many times,
yep.
multiple times. Got emails this week from multiple people that did it, from students. So there's absolutely ways to do that. And that's what you have to do. You have to talk to them and say, look, all I need is your support and your encouragement. I'll do the rest. I'm not going to put any family money at risk. And then you have to take action. You have to get up off the couch, turn off daytime TV, and you have to put forth the effort. I said this to our team earlier this week. The only place you're going to find success before work is in the dictionary.
That's right.
And you've got to go out there and you've got to work it. So many people get fired up about some kind of a network marketing MLM or some kind of business opportunity, and they get fired up about it, and then they lose it, okay? And let me just share this with you, okay? When you first get into real estate, what do you have a lot of? Enthusiasm.
Hype, yeah.
Enthusiasm. You have a lot of enthusiasm, but what do you lack?
Knowledge.
After about 90 days, and if you're diving into it, if you dive into it and you're working it and all that, after 90 days, you have a lot of what?
Knowledge.
But what's gone?
All the hype.
The enthusiasm.
Give and take, yeah.
The enthusiasm. Right?
We so need to get live like streaming happening in here.
No.
These people would realize. No. They would realize that I'm not quite as smart as they think I am. And Larry's a lot more animated than I make him out to be. Anyway.
That's funny. So yeah, when you start out, you have all this enthusiasm, but no experience or no knowledge.
Right.
But after 90 days, you got all this knowledge, but no enthusiasm.
The hype's gone.
So what you need is you need some accountability partners, whether it be a coach, a mentor, or accountability partner, somebody that you can work with and you can keep each other motivated and excited. That's why we tell people to join your local real estate investors group, right?
Right.
There's one right here in Charlotte, Metroline Area.
They meet monthly. It's a great group. You get a lot of education, a lot of information. And they talk about all different aspects of real estate. When you're first getting started, you may think there's only one way to do it, but there's really not. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, too, and just letting them know you start somewhere and get educated on what you want to do. If you like mortgages, if you like numbers, if you like banks and that type of thing, then maybe notes is where you would be the happiest. You know, if you don't, you know, if you like working in things and being the creator of something, then maybe rehabs is what you would like to do. But you hate rehabs. The word makes you cringe. But, you know, there's so many different ways to do it, and we'll help you any way that we can. But we obviously don't encourage rehabs.
We don't encourage rehabs. I mean, you know, listen, I went down and I did a Facebook Live on a property in, where was it?
Lexington.
Lake Murray,
yeah.
Near Lexington.
Yeah.
And I went down there and did a Facebook Live. And the reason I drove down there, I was really thinking about rehabbing it. Okay?
Well, we talked about it. We both seen that house. Almost everybody in our office has seen that house.
Yeah, you and Matt went down there.
Yeah. So you were asking me what I would do if we were going to, what was the minimum we would have to do to get a really good retail deal or a really good retail sale on it. And so
or
I told
wholetail
you
sale.
A wholetail sale, yeah, either or. So I was telling you what I would do at a minimum. So then you went down and you looked at it and to gauge, you know, what you would think. So.
Yeah, so we went down there and looked at it, and we decided we're just going to add a little bit to it and wholesale it and move on and let somebody else fix and flip it and make the bulk of the money. You know, they can buy it from us for $170, put $50 in it.
Right now.
They'll have $220 in it. Yeah, right now.
That's what the signs
today.
Say.
Yeah. So, yeah, they can turn around and sell it and for $300 plus.
Yes, yeah, S-A-R-V on it, with very little put in. But
after repaired value.
Sorry, yeah. Anyway, you guys give a call in to 877-LARRY-GO. Request your free investor's kit. Get the books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Real Estate Day Trader. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm watching, Chad. I'm watching. Welcome back to Bragg Radio, investing in real estate to be rich and generous. Hopefully you guys called 877-LARRY-GO while we were on the break. I'm sure you had to leave a message. That phone rings like crazy when we're doing the show. So, but if you left a message and it was able to be heard clearly, then if you didn't get some money on the phone, you'll definitely get a call back to get you set up with the investor's kit.
Awesome.
We've got a 3-day event coming to Charlotte the end of October. Email your questions to info at Bragg Radio. Check out all the other show archives on BraggRadio.com.
And you get to talk to Candace.
As of right now.
Yeah. Candace will be there. You'll be at the 3-day.
As of right now.
What do you mean as of right now? How do you mean?
God willing and the creeks don't rise. That's where I'll be.
You're confusing me. You're making me nervous.
No. My plan is to be there just like my plan is to fly to Dallas-Fort Worth.
I hear you.
So, but...
Awesome, awesome. So, the first two sessions, we talked about what?
We talked about messing up and losing money. We talked about family or...
The naysayers.
The naysayers. That's the best way to put
it. I got to tell you real quick.
Just people not believing.
Before you move on to the next one, we had one student. I think I might have even shared this on the show before. But we had one student. He was working so hard. He had tried MLM after MLM, network marketing, biz ops, vending machine businesses, all kind of stuff. So now this could go both ways. It could be a wife or a husband that is a non-supportive
right.
spouse,
right? In this
right?
case, it was the
In
husband.
This particular case, I'm trying not to be chauvinistic here, but in this particular case,
correct.
Right, it was the husband who was gung-ho and the wife, she was the doubting Thomas, right?
Right.
So... I remember we worked with him. We helped him, got him the education and the instruction and guided him through his first deal. I remember the day he called and he said, Larry, I just left my closing. I just bought and sold a house and I made $14,000. I said, what did your wife say? He said, you think I'm going to tell her about that money? I'm like, okay.
It happens. We won't say any names if it happens to you, but it happens.
Just let her keep on doubting me.
Yeah, that's where he was. He knew he could do it at that point.
That's funny. That is hilarious. So what else we got?
The next one that I think is really good is being afraid of getting stuck with a property.
Wow, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I
a
probably
property you can't sell.
I probably get more experienced investors that we work with and help and guide that come to us with that kind of problem. You know, how do I undo something
what
I've already done? Yeah, how do I fix this problem?
We
that
do
I've
that
already
at
come?
Our 3-day events. Usually that's part of the like hot seat conversations or 5-minute mentor is when you come to the 3-day events, we play this game. We play a lot of games. But as you can tell on the show, we just have a good time. Anyway, we play this game called 5-minute mentor. And it's just that, like, hey, how do I fix this? This is what I've done. How do I fix it? Hey, now fix it. Tell them how you fix it.
That's funny. Now what do I do? Here's what I've done.
I
bought
it,
this property. I
it.
Paid too much, blah, blah, blah. You know, so there's so many different things in different ways. That's one of the things I absolutely love about real estate. There's so many different ways to do a deal.
Right.
So many different ways to buy a property. There's so many different sources for property. There's so many different ways to structure the buy.
Right.
You can pay cash and get a deep discount. You can buy with seller financing. You can buy with bank financing. You can use private money, hard money, cash partners, credit cards, credit partners. You can use micro loans. You can use sites like prosper.com, lendingclub.com, all that stuff. You can JV with people. You can do deals inside and outside of your IRA. There's so many different things and ways you can buy a property. Then there's so many different ways you can sell the property, too.
So what happens if they're stuck with one?
Well, it depends on the actual deal. That's like me asking you, Candace, how much does a car cost?
Right. I know. I get
so
it.
I need a particular deal. You want me to give you an example? Let me give you an example of a deal. There was a student that came to us, very successful student, already been doing deals for a long time, okay? And he needed some help with the deal, and we helped him out of it. But he had this house that he had bought, done a little bit of work to it, and was going to retail it, okay? You know, a buy, fix, and flip. Well, the problem was there was a foundation crack, okay? It was, and anybody, any lender that was going to loan money on this property, whenever they did a home inspection, the home inspection came back and said, oh, it's got foundation issues. You know, you're going to have the foundation repaired. You know, you're talking about $8,000 or $10,000. Well, this house was built in the 80s, okay? And the foundation had probably been like that since the 90s.
Yeah,
right?
Like 10 years of settling or something.
Yeah, and it was like, the crack was probably big enough to put
He's
a pencil in.
He's trying to show you with his,
big enough to put a pencil
with his
in.
Pinky, but you can't see it.
Exactly. Because I'm very animated. So, but anyway.
You can stick a pencil in there.
Yeah, it was big enough to probably put a pencil in it, but a home inspector is going to note that.
Oh, they're
going
right? to catch it.
They're
yeah.
going to note
Guaranteed
that.
Guaranteed they're
going to
catch it.
So, the guy had like three different buyers. Every one of the buyers was getting a loan for the property. So he brought this to, you know, what can I do? Because I don't have enough profit to do this. So I'm like, well, how much are you asking for the property? He said, I'm asking $85,000. It's a really, really good price. Okay. The property would probably appraise for 90 or maybe even 95. So he said, what should I do? So I thought about it a little bit and I said, here's what you can do. Okay. Here's what you can do. So he pulled the property off the market. And then he put it back on the market, but with owner financing, okay? And instead of $85,000, he listed it for $94,900, right? Which was at the retail price. It wasn't like he was fluffing up the values, but he was right at the top of the price. So he offered it for $94,900, and the third person that come and looked at it said, I'll take it. And they put like $10,000 down. So now he has an $84,900 note. Okay, he's owner financing the property. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He's owner financing the property. He's got $10,000 down, and he has an $84,900 note. So now what he did was he collected the payments for about 3 months to get what's called seasoning. In other words,
good
pay history where the buyer is making their payments every single month, okay? Once he had a few months of seasoning, he went to an institutional note buyer, okay? And I've even got a directory of those. He went to an institutional note buyer, and he sold the note for $75,000. Now, think about this. He sold the note for $75,000, and he got $10,000 down. How much did he totally collect? Collect totally. How much did he totally collect?
No.
$85,000, right? I know you're writing notes, so... But
he got enough.
He got 85.
And
he got the listen. He got the exact same thing that he was asking if he'd have got a full price offer whenever he sold it through an agent.
Right.
Right.
Just took a little bit longer because you got to season the note and this, that, and the other.
So he had gotten to the point where he was like, Larry, I'm just going to pull this property off. He said, I got $40,000 in it. I'm just going to pull the property off the market and I'm just going to try to wholesale it and dump it. And I'm like, no, wait. You got some good profit potential here. You don't have to do that. So that is just one small, quick example of the way you can turn a lemon into lemonade.
And sometimes when you're in the deal and you're going through this and you're so frustrated with it and you get to that point where you can't see anything but dump it. Just cut the losses, stop the bleeding, let's get out of it. Instead of, you know, kind of taking a step back and strategically thinking. So having somebody that you can go to with situations like that, you know, Larry's pointing at himself. Obviously, we're gonna say, you know, align with somebody. We hope it's us. But just get educated with somebody. Having somebody that you can run stuff by that, can give you advice and information and has been there and has seen a bunch of different deals, kind of like those farmers commercials. We cover a lot because we know a lot. We've seen a lot. What is it that they say? We've
true.
Seen a lot.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to steal their line and start using it for us.
That's good. That is good. And, you know, doing this 30 plus years, there's not a whole lot I haven't heard, especially when it comes to fears and excuses
right.
for not making it happen.
Right.
Because I've heard that before.
You guys give a call to 877-LARRY-GO. Send your emails, questions, comments, concerns, anything in to info@braggradio.com. Request your investor's kit. Get signed up for our next 3-day training event. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Bragg Radio. Fourth segment of the show, my favorite of all time. Really doesn't matter to me what we do the other three segments. This is my favorite.
That's awesome.
We have air keyboards going all over the place in the studio.
I know,
so
right?
So funny.
We just do the show for the music.
You do. I think you do.
I said, you can pay me whatever you want to, but as long as you play Van Halen, I'll be happy.
We'll get to that point one day. Make a note of that, Lynn. Anyway, like I said, fourth segment of the show where we get to highlight students that are doing great things, doing deals, doing great things for themselves, for their communities, for, you know, for others. This week we have Jared. Jared, I'm not going to say your last name.
Mackie.
All right, I'm not going to say your last name on purpose to
so
protect
much for
you
that,
from...
So much for that anonymity. That's okay.
Not a hard word.
That's right, Jared Mackey over at 123 Main Street in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Anyway.
That's hilarious.
That was great.
He
so
was
we're
just
off
trying
to
help
a great
you out.
Start. Great start this time. Yes, because it was hard to pronounce, I guess. I don't know. We're off to a great start with this segment. So, Jared, I know you and Larry talked a little bit about what you have going on earlier this week. So, why don't you tell people kind of what you do, what strategies you're using, and how it's going for you?
Well, lately, I've had some houses that I'm not sure where to, what to do with them. So we went up to North Carolina and checked out one of the meetings that you had going on. And you promoted a lot about the wholesaling deal. And I wanted to get some capital going with my company. So I decided to wholesale one of the houses that I have here in my hometown. And so one of the major things that I put in place that I really don't do often is just putting up bandit signs. And I went at it pretty, not too hard. I probably put up 9 signs up. Nine signs.
And we recommend 25, don't we? And you do 9. How'd you come up with that number anyway?
Were you able to order just 9 signs?
Well, I went to Walmart and picked up what they had, and I was okay with it. It was hilarious because they really had to look at the sign if they knew what they were looking at.
Yeah.
I went to Walmart to the house flipping section.
So he started qualifying people. They had to know what they were looking for on the sign to be able to call him in the first place.
They had to be diligent in the first place.
9 signs.
And then,
go ahead.
That's hilarious. That's all they had in stock. They were out.
No, they had plenty more. I just spent $16 basically at
That's
Walmart.
That's funny. That's so funny.
I had $16 in my pocket.
All right, let's don't get caught up on the signs. What'd you do with them then?
So I put them, you know, in places that I thought construction people would be going. Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, and then 2 around where the actual house is. And, you know, I had about 3 interested people from that point. And by the 3rd day, I had it under contract for exactly what I wanted. In the first place, pricing was, you know, exactly what I wanted to do. I priced it a little bit higher. They talked me down. I was like, oh gosh. And everybody was happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what was your profit on that?
I cleared $20,000 for that one because
you're welcome.
I wasn't, thank you.
So
hold on.
We're going to back up just a second. Nine signs, three callers.
$16 at Walmart.
Three callers.
I guess I didn't deduct that. Yeah.
Nine signs, three callers. You had it priced a little high, but you got what you wanted for it.
Initially,
3 days.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the guy was very happy because, you know, it is about the area. There's not a lot of houses that are inexpensive as much, but I bought it a little bit lower than I sold it, and I was ecstatic. You know,
that's great.
It really worked out great.
Cleared 20K. I'd say that's a good payday.
I actually have a couple of buyer leads for another deal that I'm working out in this little area, and I started trying to get that going. So it was good on all kinds of ends. You know, if you're really diligent about using what's in front of you, it's not that hard to put the line together, but it does take initiative. And
right.
That's it, I think.
That's the only thing
and
we can't give somebody.
Experience from a guru such as Larry to tell me, hey, man, I'm telling you, it's not, there's five things. It's bandit signs, bandit signs, bandit signs. And I forget the rest. But.
That's funny. I remember that. You're like, how do I sell this house? What's your top five ways of selling this house? I'm like, one, bandit signs, two, bandit signs, three, bandit signs, four, Craigslist, and five, bandit signs.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
that's hilarious.
I really used that tactic before, and, you know, I have been a little bit slower on the learning curve on that one, but let me tell you, I did it up in Tennessee, too, and I did really well with that one. I've got another contract going on because it's a little area, and everybody loved it. Because I think I talked to everybody in that city. It's not that many people in it. And I believe, you know, we got that one under contract, too. It got a little hiccupy, but there was the next person right in line to take over the contract. So we're excited about that.
That's good. So you got a backup offer, the one in Tennessee. You took multiple contracts on
right.
just to have a backup?
I didn't. I tried to do it just as a... to the person that wanted it really bad after the first person took the contract.
Yeah.
He didn't follow through, and I called the next person, and they were ready to follow through.
Sometimes that happens, but that's good whenever you can build those relationships and stay in contact, and that way you can just call somebody if somebody flakes out.
I want to do about a 30-second, you know, little training here. You mentioned you put the signs out. You put a couple around the neighborhood, and the rest you put in front of Home Depot and Lowe's and all the hardware and home improvement stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge thing right there. Now you're looking for the contractors that are going there that are already rehabbing other houses or landlords
right.
or whatever. And the second thing is you said that you were with all the calls, you were building a buyer's list. And I've told people over and over and over again, it's much easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. So you've built your cash buyers list, and now all you have to do is go out and fill orders. It's a beautiful thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
I
good
really
job, Jared.
Do. I'm sorry. You're breaking up a little bit.
Good job.
We're proud
Thank
of you.
You.
You're the man,
you,
the legend, and the myth. We're proud
really
of you.
I really couldn't have done it without you. Really. That's really cool that, you
we
know,
need some
I was
sound
there
effects,
to get the
Chad. What do we need?
But like putting it into action, you know, is really the key.
Right, putting it, and that's the only thing, like you mentioned, having initiative. That's the only thing we can't give somebody. We can educate all day, but we can't give somebody the initiative to go out and do it. So, like you said, we are really proud of you, and I'm glad that you're doing good.
Congratulations.
With the properties
Thank you so
that
much.
You've got, and that we've been able to help you, you know, clear a little bit more and get them off your books a little bit quicker. With your, with what you've been able to do with real estate, how have you been able to kind of pay that forward, be generous?
Well, I do a lot of work for the Fisher House.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm
cool.
in a kind of a bigger area that that is able to happen. I know some people. It's kind of a small town. And they asked me to do some things. And every time I wrote out a contract to do something for them, I always made a provision where I was donating back this much or whatever. You
That's
know,
awesome.
And they were able to accept it. It went through. They were so happy with the work. They keep on coming back to me. And, you know, I just want to make sure that they know I know what they're doing. It's not easy, you know, having somebody sick and then, you know, in the military and then not having somewhere to live or stay
right.
for a minute. And the Fisher House provides that for them. It's all over. I mean, there's a Fisher House in Germany, I hear. But this little area was easy to get into. You know, when Hurricane Katrina came through, I went over to Mississippi and did a lot of roofs for free. I just learned how to run crews, you know, basically is what I kind of put it down as. But that was just one other idea that I could give back when I was in the chance to do it.
That's awesome.
Multiple here in the area that I'm at. But
good job, buddy. You're the ideal model bragger. Be rich and generous. We love you and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Candace. And that's going to wrap up today's Brag Radio, leading the world to be rich and generous. For more information about what Larry and Candace talked about on today's show, or to get a free investor's kit, call 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-527-7946. You can also go to bragradio.com. Make sure to tune in every Saturday for Brag Radio, leading the world to be rich and generous. Larry and Candace will show you how to invest in real estate and the many ways real estate creates the ideal investment here on News 1110 99.3 WBT.